There is also the issue of the depravities that we have come to know and love, whether it being codeine, hydrocodone, or oxycodone. All these drugs are prodrugs. The only difference between codeine and morphine is a methyl group instead of a hydrogen. This methyl group keeps codeine from interacting or fitting with opioid receptors in the brain, so you get zero pain relief from codeine unless it's demethylated. But you still experience the associated nausea and constipation effect of the drug. So they came out with hydrocodone, which helped with some of these problems. Well, hydrocodone is a prodrug as well. Codeine gets demethylated to morphine and hydrocodone to hydromorphone. Then came along oxycodone, which also has a methyl group. And when the methyl group comes off, it becomes oxymorphone. Interestingly though, with oxycodone, the methyl group doesn't keep it from fitting the receptors in the brain. And indeed, you get effective pain relief even if the patient can't demethylate. So what we have here now is that if you can't demethylate, codeine is no use. Hydrocodone has a little use since a little pain relief comes from the demethylated hydrocodone. But the winner clearly is oxycodone, since it kills pain whether it has a methyl group or not. So this becomes totally relevant with codeine. If you have a patient that cannot demethylate, but how often does this happen? And what percentage of people can't demethylate?